is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
This is that weird time of the year where there's not a lot going on. Boys of summer with baseball. I mean, I guess we're getting close to the All-Star game.
All-Star game.
And you've got NBA free agency. They're not playing. The NFL's not going. No college football. So it's baseball and tennis, boys and girls.
Baseball and tennis. And all-time great debates. Are we going to have one of those again today?
I mean,
are we going for the 17th week in a row? Are we going to have an all-time great debate on this show?
It's not on the board.
Okay.
But, I mean, you typically start it anyway. you have a propensity for coming up with stuff that's not scheduled anyway. So, you know, I've just kind of gotten used to the
I have to check you, man, because you go off in these tangents. You go off on these tangents and you start talking about, you start throwing things out there. And sometimes I just have to check you. Do some fact checking behind you on that.
All right. Well, this is The Game. I'm Jason Bishop. That's Kip Branch. That's over there spewing stuff that's not even worthwhile of listening to. This is the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Just bought a 22 for those guys. Sweet gun.
Handgun, and they've got archery lanes. You buy a handgun or a rifle?
I bought a rifle from them.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. A Magnum, 22 Magnum, what'd you get?
Dude, you're talking to an, I don't know, it's a 22 gun. It's a 22 rifle. Okay. That's a Ruger, I can tell you that.
Okay. Is it bolt action or is it just automatic?
It's bolt action. Yeah, it's bolt action. And then it's got like a clip on it that holds 50.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like a machine gun. It's a semi-automatic.
Okay, cool. So you take it out to the gun range and you shoot it a little bit?
Haven't shot it yet.
Okay. Good. Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, so Kip sent me a text early in the week and said, we're talking SEC football first segment. I have no idea where he's even going to take this, but that's what's going on right now.
I mean, it's the dead season, okay? We're in between, like you said, it's all-star break for baseball, and you got Wimbledon tennis going on. And, man, I was watching Wimbledon, Jason, a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday at lunch, and this lady went down on her she blew out her patella tendon on the court, and they had to get her off the court, and it was just a gruesome-looking scene. So I can't think of the name of the young lady, but wow, that was pretty horrific to watch that. But SEC football, as we talk about SEC football, you know, media days are coming up, and it's going to be an exciting time this year for SEC football. And I guess we can start by talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'll let you launch in on the Tide.
Again, like this is your segment. I have no idea where we're going with this at all, but okay. Alabama Crimson Tide.
They're loaded.
They always are, because Nick Saban's over there. I mean, they're your favorite to win the SEC. At this point, I think it's pretty well known that if you're going to win the SEC, you've got to go through Alabama.
You think they're better than they were last year? I mean, they got the quarterback coming back hurts. They got Bo Scarborough coming back. They're always going to be good on defense as long as Nick Saban's there. They open up with Florida State in the Chick-fil-A Classic. Uh-huh. I watched on SportsCenter this morning where it said that in that Chick-fil-A Classic game, this is going to be the two highest-ranked teams that's played in that football game since they've come up with that concept. I think Florida State's got a shot to beat Alabama.
I thought USC had a shot to beat them last year.
Florida State's going to be, they've got the quarterback coming back, and they've got, you know, they've got some players, but Alabama's going to have that defense, and they're going to have that running game, and they're going to have the offensive line. And they've got Nick Saban. Yeah, they lost to Clemson last year, but Nick Saban's the best coach in all of football, in my opinion.
I think Alabama's actually bad for the SEC, frankly.
Really?
Yeah, I do, because they're so good, and the way things have always worked in the SEC, with rare exception, Alabama is one of those exceptions, everything kind of goes in cycles.
Right.
Somebody's good for 3, 4, 5 years, like really good, national championship good, and then they'll fall off and someone else will replace them, and it has always worked that way. Well, Alabama has found Nick Saban has found a blueprint to be able to bypass that. And he's done it through recruiting.
He's done it through recruiting.
And so that situation at Alabama has been the case. They've been on top of the mountain and they stay there. And they have, and the thing is they have put down every challenge that's come their way from in conference.
Right. They have. And until somebody beats them in the SEC, they're the king. Auburn is getting a lot of hype. They get the quarterback that transferred in from Baylor, Stidham, mm-hmm. I think is his name. He's
right.
Going to be the starter. From what I've been reading, they've got 7, 8, 9 defensive linemen that can really, really play, and they're going to be a lot better on defense. And so Auburn's getting thrown around. They're saying the Iron Bowl will be for the SEC West, and that's yet to be seen. Auburn's one of those teams, Jason, that they're either up or they're either down. And when people are usually predict Auburn to do really well, they disappoint. And when they fly under the radar and people say, oh, that's going to be a bad Auburn team, then they surprise. I don't know if you've noticed the pattern with them over the last few years. Auburn's going to be pretty good, I think. I mean, they got a good program. LSU is kind of the wild card in the West to me. I just don't know about LSU. They got the new coach and Coach Orgeron, and they got Darius Geis coming back at running back. They're always going to have talent. Just don't know how that's going to shake out with them. Texas A&M, they'll be 8-0 going into November and then fall completely off the radar screen like they do pretty much every year. Arkansas.
The funny thing is, all the teams that you're talking about are all SEC West teams.
We haven't got to the East yet.
I know.
You got to start with what's
so in you
the
started with the you started with the West.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was a plan.
No. Start with the West because
we're going through the West first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the East because all the West has been the dominant division for how many years now? 7, 8, 9 years in a row.
You got a minute left in the segment.
Okay. So A&M will be down. Ole Miss is going on probation. Mississippi State's got the quarterback from Richmond Hill, they'll be pretty good. And then when you get into the SEC East, Georgia's a wild card. Can they play up to their talent level? Florida's got to find a quarterback. Tennessee, I think, is going to be down this year because they've lost Dobbs and some other guys, Barnett off that defense. How can they be better? South Carolina's on the rise with Will Muschamp. Mm-hmm. It'll take a couple of years. And then Kentucky, to me, is kind of going to be a surprise team. I think Kentucky's got a chance to be pretty good. And Vanderbilt and Missouri, I just don't know about Missouri. That new coach out there last year, he's got to rebuild a little bit. And Vanderbilt's going to be decent again.
Give me an SEC championship game.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Alabama.
Okay, I'm in agreement. I think Georgia's the right now is the best team in the East,
right.
Pending the Florida quarterback situation.
Right.
If the kid that transferred in from Notre Dame or Felipe Franks steps up and plays better than what they think they are, Florida will win. Mm-hmm. But right now, Georgia's got to be the favorite. Alabama's Alabama in the West, but hold on a minute. Write this down.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Mississippi State shocks some people and is there at the end.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N Tucker. ATTY.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, along with Kip Branch.
And we're going into one of our favorite segments of the week, and who knows what's going to come out of this. This segment, the Week in Review, is brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire.
And here we go. Manny Pacquiao, losing to Jeff Horn is your fault. Never agree to a fight in your opponent's home country. That's like playing Coffee County in Douglas. Major League Baseball batters broke the record for home runs in a season last month. Why? Because pitchers aren't taking steroids. Umpire Angel Hernandez is suing MLB for racial discrimination since he has never worked a World Series game. Angel, the reason you haven't worked one is because you are terrible. Two words, Lens Crafters. NBA free agency, where a bunch of guys you have never heard of will sign four-year, $50 million contracts. Case in point, Kelly Olynyk, 4 years, $50 million with the Heat.
Who is that?
NBA, listen up. Jason Bishop has declared himself a free agent and can't be any worse than Kelly Olynyk. Wimbledon, it's on. And these are my thoughts.
Wimbledon is on. I used to enjoy watching Wimbledon when I was a child. You know, when you'd wake up on Sunday and watch John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg and people like that, when tennis used to be fun to watch. And I like Andre Agassi. He's probably one of my favorite tennis players of all time. But Wimbledon used to be fun to watch a long time ago.
I love tennis. I'm a big tennis guy. Yep. So I still enjoy Wimbledon. I remember my favorite, and we're getting off on tennis here, but yep, my favorite match was actually at Wimbledon. I don't remember the year. late 2000s, somewhere in there. Roger Federer and Andy Roddick, where that match went like...
That was a great match.
15 tiebreakers, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible for Andy Roddick because this is Roger Federer in his prime.
Right.
And Roddick gave him everything he had, everything, the kitchen sink included, and Federer still found a way to win that match. I really felt for Roddick.
Roddick was a good player, but he just came in the wrong era where you got Nadal and Federer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, come on, dude. I mean, you're not winning anything on clay when Nadal's around. And then on the hard surfaces, the fast surfaces, it's been Roger for a long time.
A first here on the game, Tennis Talk. It's never happened in the history of the show. This is the game. Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply, Peachtree Pest Control, and Catch 228. Bugs are moving around. Boy, we know everywhere. When it gets hot, bugs move, things move. Peachtree Pest Control, they've got your back.
They do. So,
nothing set you off in the weekend review? You're good with everything?
No, I mean, the NBA is a joke. Free agency's a joke.
It is a joke.
NBA. I mean, something needs to happen there. These guys sign these big contracts, and they're making bukus of money, and it's ridiculous.
When a player of the caliber of Kelly Olynyk, and I don't even know that I'm pronouncing that right, I'm assuming I am, gets $50 million over 4 years. I mean, that's a short contract for $50 million.
To do what, Dave?
And you don't even know who he is. I mean, that there's obviously, there's a revenue stream now into the NBA that wasn't there before because of the television contracts, the new CBA. And so there's more money, and a team now has to spend X amount of dollars. There's a floor that they have to spend. And so this is the way the NBA teams are doing it. They're paying guys. Typically, Kelly Olynyk would sign a four-year contract for...
He'd be league minimum in Major League Baseball.
He'd be $12, $13 million over 4 years. Right. You just gave him 50 because you have to.
Right. Guaranteed money. That's crazy.
It's dumb.
I mean, then you got Steph Curry, who signs a max deal at $201 million, just making... That's just insane kind of money, you know?
We're in the wrong profession.
Yes, we are.
We should have gone into the NBA.
Not looking the way we look. If you see us on Facebook Live, there's no way that we could... we might be a towel boy in the NBA. I don't know what they make under the collective bargaining agreement, but I'm sure they do okay, too.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'd be a towel boy. I can get somebody Powerade or Gatorade on the bench.
I'd be more than happy to be a 12th man.
Yeah, just, hey, let's just travel.
But I'm quick. Like, don't let the smoothness fool you.
You're quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. This segment brought to you by C-Palms Coastal Realty and Mateos. Mateos has this app that you can download on your phone now.
Yeah.
And you could put your order in using the app. Don't even have to call. Don't have to go by. Just bam. I mean, you got to go pick it up, but download the app.
Why don't you dial us in some of those little garlic, little dough balls or whatever they're called. Those things are awesome.
You were just complaining about how we looked, and now you want to go eat dough
balls. There's a reason we look the way we look. I mean, that's because we like food. Now, if you got paid for eating, we'd be superstars.
I haven't always looked this way.
Me either. But
true story for both of us.
Yeah, it is what it is.
The Braves have a dilemma. They have Matt Adams. You're like, what? Matt Adams dilemma. Okay. Yeah. This is a dilemma because Matt Adams plays first base. The face of the franchise is Freddie Freeman. He plays first base. He's playing third to be able to have Matt Adams and the bat of Freddie Freeman in the lineup at the same time. Here's the problem. Matt Adams is making $2.8 million, which is a steal right now. He's eligible for arbitration at the end of this year. He's going to get a pay bump. Probably $8, $9 million is what he's going to end up making.
Get Kelly Olynyk's agent.
Yeah, and then he's going to end up being a free agent. So the Braves have him under control for one more year, which will be an arbitration year. So the question is, going into the trading deadline / offseason, with Freddie Freeman being the face of the franchise for so long, as your first baseman, if you're the Atlanta Braves, what do you do with Matt Adams?
I think you try to, I think you probably go through arbitration and let him get paid next year, a big bump, and then sign him to a you know, 3-4 year deal. I think he's a great player. The Braves' problem, the number one dilemma facing the Braves, out the Braves' bullpen sucks. It's, I mean, that's the dilemma the Braves have. Matt Adams is a good player. The Braves have got to get something in the bullpen that can hold some leads. I mean, I'm taking it off track a little bit. I'm sorry. But
shocker. Nobody's surprised.
13 blown saves?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you win 8 or 9 of these games, if you go 9-4 in those games that they've lost, they're firmly in the wild card hunt right now. We're not sitting here talking about being 7 or 8 games out of the wild card. They may be 1 or 2 games out of the wild card if they just had a bullpen that could close games. Bullpen's awful. Freddie, team player, said, I'll play third so we can keep this kid in the lineup. I mean, offense ain't the problem for the Braves. Pitching's the problem for the Braves, and the bullpen is the number one eyesore in the franchise. And yeah, you got to sign Matt. You got to get Matt Adams under contract. You got to keep him. You got to keep Freddie, but you also have to address that horrible bullpen. It's awful.
I could not disagree with you more on this.
Okay,
absolutely not.
All right.
Because if you sign Matt Adams, you're basically telling Freddie Freeman, who's a Gold Glove elite defensive first baseman, that you're going to move him to third base on top of, for a long period of time, on top of, Matt Adams has never hit like he's hitting in Atlanta. He's never done it. So right now, Matt Adams' value is as high as it could possibly be. So if the Braves were to lock him up, they would be locking him up at max potential value for Matt Adams. He's never going to put these numbers up again.
Okay.
And so if you lock him up to a long-term deal, you're expecting him to put up these numbers, and he's not going to do it. A la what happened with Chris Johnson. That's the same thing. Braves locked Chris Johnson up. He had a career year. They locked him up after the career year, and he never hit like that again.
That's the chance you have to take. Freddie offered to go to third base.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
if you sign Matt Adams,
yeah.
Matt Adams plays first.
Actually, I think Freddie likes third base, to be honest with you. Don't you? He looks good over there.
I mean, he played in high school, so I'm sure there's that reminiscing thing that he looks, misses playing it over there. But he's a way better first. He's top three defensively in all of baseball at first base.
That's a dilemma. I mean, you're banking on Adams not hitting at the clip he's hitting.
He's never done it in the past. The best indicator for someone's future is what they've done in the past.
Okay. So you're saying let him go?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying at the end of this year, keep him on the team, try to make a run into the wild card.
Okay.
If you get in or you don't, doesn't matter. In the off season, trade him. Trade him for as much as you can get for him, because you're never going to be able to get as much for Matt Adams as you can right now.
So you're assuming that he's not going to hit in the future. And if
I'm
that's
assuming,
the case.
I'm assuming that he's never going to hit like he's hitting now.
Okay, so you're making that assumption. So if that assumption
is based on what he's done in the past.
If that assumption holds up the pattern, then got to get some bullpen help. Then trade him for some bullpen help. Got to get some bullpen help in Atlanta. They're awful.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call at 265-2388.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook. Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simon's and online at advancedrehab.com.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip. You're in the game.
The Jay Bish feed in.
Yeah, well, this segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. Alan Tucker, no matter what your legal quandary may be, he's your go-to guy. Okay, so we last segment we talked about Matt Adams. We went a little bit over, but that's okay. Because now, to Kip's delight, we're going to talk some Georgia football. Recruiting, at least. Mm-hmm. Georgia football recruiting this segment.
Justin Fields, top-rated quarterback, dual-threat quarterback, five-star, top-10 player in the country. Next recruiting cycle, Georgia, Florida State, Florida, Texas is coming to the picture. Fields just won the MVP of the Elite 11 quarterback camp, prestigious quarterback camp. Best quarterback in the country. Georgia hasn't signed a dual threat quarterback. Hadn't had a dual threat quarterback since DJ Shockley. I mean, Aaron Murray could move and run in the pocket, but I don't call him dual threat. DJ Shockley was dual threat, and Georgia really hasn't had that dual threat quarterback since DJ, and that's the last time they won an SEC championship, Jason.
Wow. No, I wasn't aware of that. I'm sitting here trying to do the math. Surely they won one after Shockley.
2005.
They didn't win an SEC championship with Aaron Murray there?
Nope. They lost to Alabama in 12. They lost to LSU in 11.
What about Stafford?
Stafford, they never made it to the championship game while Stafford was there.
That's crazy.
So DJ Shockley is the last SEC championship quarterback at UGA.
Joe Tereshinski.
I mean,
Joe Cox.
No. They're not. Oh, you're being sarcastic. Okay, I get you, man. All right. It took me a while to catch on here, but you had me going. But Justin Fields is a player. He is a player. You've seen his highlight tapes. He is from Kennesaw, Georgia. He is all that in a pack of crackers. And I think Georgia's pretty set at quarterback right now with Eason and Fromm. But you got to have that. You got to have that quarterback. You know, you got to have that set up for years to come. And if they can get Justin Fields, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Here's the thing: every elite program does this, right? They stockpile at every position, especially the quarterback position. Because how many times do you see it where, or you hear about it, where this quarterback at Florida State transferred somewhere else because he didn't win the starting job in spring?
Right.
Okay, so that's where Georgia's trying to get to, and the way to do that is to stockpile talent. Justin Fields, the number one player, not quarterback, but player in the entire country. He's rated number one. Georgia's on his top three. Florida State, Florida, Georgia, in that order. That's where he is right now. He's leaning heavy Florida State. The advantage that Georgia has, you just heard Kit mention it, the kid's from Kennesaw, Georgia. So that's an advantage that the Dogs have. Now, he's still leaning Florida State, even with that being said, as well as, don't forget the Florida situation where they just had the Malik kid transfer in from Notre Dame, and they've got Felipe Franks down there, which they are betting the world on. If Justin Fields comes in, I don't care who's going to be, especially at Florida, who's quarterback at Florida, Justin Fields will be the quarterback when he gets there, day one. Texas, after Fields won the Elite 11 MVP that you mentioned, Texas has jumped into the fray hard. They are heavily recruiting. And since that's happened, Georgia's kind of backed off from Fields a little bit. And they've gone more after the second quarterback in the country, which is the Matt Corral kid.
California, if you followed on the media, he's the kid that just transferred to another school in California because he supposedly got in a fight with Wayne Gretzky's son and was forced to transfer.
I don't know if forced to transfer is accurate.
Yeah.
That's not what was in the statement, right? But allegedly he is transferring on his own accord.
Right.
And he transferred to Polytechnic in Southern California. He's the number two rated quarterback, pro style guy, number two quarterback in the entire country. He was already being recruited by Georgia even while they were recruiting Justin Fields, and he was leaning Georgia.
He's a pretty heavy Georgia lean right now.
Yes. And so now Georgia's kind of upped their efforts.
He's a pro-style quarterback along the lines of Eason and Fromm and, you know, if that's...
He's from Long Beach, California, 6'2", 196 pounds.
Yeah, he's...
He's a big kid.
I think he's the number two rated pro-style quarterback in next year's class, right behind Trevor Lawrence out of Cartersville.
Right.
And, you know, Trevor had Georgia in his final two and chose Clemson. So, Georgia's doing pretty good at quarterback recruiting.
Here are the numbers. As a sophomore, Matt Corral threw for over 3,200 yards, 36 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions.
In a, you know, California's one of those pass happy states where they run these up tempoed spread kind of offenses and just throw it every down.
The moral of this story, Georgia's going to end up with one of those two quarterbacks, one of them.
To go into the quarterback, you know, stockpile that they've got. Eason, you know, Eason's got 2 more years. He's gone after his junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fromm steps in and then, you know, I don't know if one of these guys, Justin Fields, comes to Georgia. I don't know if Jake Fromm ever starts. Do you?
No, that's a good point. Didn't even think about that. Yeah, no.
I mean,
this segment brought to you by Fours and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Parkwood Podiatry.
I mean, Jake Fromm, you know, we've watched all his highlight tapes. He's a good quarterback. He's pushing Easton, but this Justin Fields kid, he's awesome.
We saw Jake Fromm put up 6 touchdowns against Northside Warner Robins. That's the same Northside Warner Robins that ended up playing in the state championship that same year.
Right.
He threw for 6 touchdowns and I think 400 yards in that game.
the same Northside team that came and beat a good Glenn Academy team 42-20
yep.
in their own stadium.
Yeah.
And so the same Jake Fromm that was played on a 7-3 team that didn't make the playoffs. That's how sick was that region.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. As most of you know, Glenn Academy has hired a new baseball coach. Trent Maggiero will take over the Red Terror Diamond program after former Glenn coach Greg Roberts took Frederica's open baseball gig. Maggiero appears to be a great hire as he was just named one of three coaches of the year by the American Baseball Coaches Association. He was selected Division III Coach of the Year from his work with AAA Northall High School in Gainesville. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, you're back in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
So, literally, I'm not even joking, literally, we decided in the last break that we were going to change segments for this coming segment. So we haven't even talked about any of this and compared show notes. We just literally made up our minds. We're going to change things up for this next segment like 30 seconds before we came on the air. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. 912-275-7017. I will take your calls. You want to email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If your emails don't stink, I'll read them. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Nat's Landing. And so the segment that we decided to do, we're going to do an over-under segment on the college football preseason rankings. And so we have to start, of course, at number one, and that number one team, as always, here recently, the Alabama Crimson Tide, over-under at number one, Kip.
Fair. I mean, they're the gold standard in college football, so that's probably appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. So at number one, see, the thing is, like, anytime somebody's ranked number one, that likelihood of them finishing number one, not very high. So taking that rule into consideration, I'm going to say Alabama's overrated.
Me too.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's...
Because you don't think they're going to finish number one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, nor I.
Yeah, so for preseason, they're probably the safe pick for number one.
Okay. At number two, a little bit of a shocker to me, the USC Trojans at number two.
Overrated.
Yeah, USC, I feel like, is probably a top 15 team, but a top two?
No. They're maybe a top 15 team.
Number three, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I think they might be a little underrated. I think Ohio State's going to be really, really good again this year. I think they're going to be in the mix to get in the playoff, the top four. So three to me is probably a good spot. So I'm going to say they're underrated. I think they'll be a playoff team.
I don't feel like Ohio State's going to finish third in the country because I think Michigan is the best team in that conference. So I'm going to say Ohio State is overrated.
Okay.
Florida State at four.
I'm going to say they're probably a little overrated.
You look at the ACC, they're the best team in the ACC right now.
Yeah, but they're, you know, we'll see. Florida State has one of these games. They're a lot like Georgia where they have this one game every year where they have the massive brain fart and you can't figure it out what happened. And you just, it's a head scratcher. So I'm going to say they'll be in position to be underrated, but then they'll underachieve and we'll call them overrated.
DeAndre Francois coming back for the Noles. I'm going to say underrated. I think Florida State ends up two or three.
Okay.
Clemson Tigers at five.
I like Clemson. I like what Dabo's doing there, but after losing Deshaun Watson at five, I'm going to say they're overrated.
Vastly overrated. Clemson is, again, they're a top 15 team. They're not in the top five. Here's an interesting one. They've done a really good job recruiting. Now, they did lose with, you know, we talked about Justin Fields. Justin Fields originally had committed to this school, which is Penn State. And then decommitted, which has, of course, led to the all-you-can-eat recruiting wars for Justin Fields. So Penn State at number six.
I'm going to say overrated. They have to show me that they deserve to be there. Until they show me, that I'm going to call them overrated.
Okay, so they're in the Big Ten. I just said I felt like Michigan's the best team in that conference. I do still think that Ohio State's the second-best team. So Penn State at six is a little high for me. So, but I like what they've done in the offseason. I like the progress they've made. Mm-hmm. I like them as a top 10 team, but six is a little high. I'm more comfortable eight or nine with the Lions, okay, with the Nittany Lions. Number seven, Oklahoma.
Man, Bob Stoops left abruptly just a couple of weeks ago. I think they're a program that there's something bubbling under the surface there. So for to be at number seven, I'm going to say they're overrated just based on factors that haven't come to the surface yet.
There is no way, nowhere, no how Oklahoma is going to finish in the top 10. It's not going to happen. There's no team, period, in the Big 12 that's going to finish in the top 10. So, yes, Oklahoma is vastly overrated. When all is said and done, Oklahoma is going to be 15 to 18. Somewhere in that range, and probably be the best team in the Big 12.
Right.
Number eight, the Washington Huskies.
I think the Washington Huskies are the best team in the Pac-12, and I think they're underrated, and I think they're going to maybe get a shot to get back to the 4-team playoff.
Agreed. Vastly underrated. I've got Washington at two.
Okay.
I think they're the second best team in the country.
They're going to be good.
Number nine, the Michigan Wolverines.
I like the direction the program's headed. I just don't know yet about Michigan. Ohio State's a big hurdle for them right now, and they haven't proved to me that they're ready for that. Maybe this year's the year at nine. I'm going to say they're possibly a top five or six team, so I'm saying they're a little underrated here.
I'm going to say vastly underrated. I think Michigan is in the playoff, and I think, like I said, they're the best team in the Big Ten, and I would like them inside somewhere the top four.
Okay.
Yep. All right, and number 10, we'll round out the number 10, then we'll just kind of hit on some SEC stuff. Number 10, the Georgia Bulldogs.
To me, it depends on Jacob Eason. If Jacob Eason has the year that many believe, that I believe he can have, then I think they're a very underrated football team. Georgia's defense is going to be pretty outstanding this year. Nick Chubb coming back. That depends on Jacob Eason. If he plays well, underrated.
Oh, I thought since you were talking about Georgia, you would still be talking.
You're underrated. I think Georgia's got a chance to be pretty good this year.
There's no way, when all is said and done, that Georgia's going to be ranked 10th in the country.
Lower or higher?
Lower.
Okay.
Lower.
Based upon their schedule or what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when all is said and done, I like them to get to the SEC championship game.
Okay.
I do like that. And I think when they get there, they're going to be, they will be ranked inside the top 10 when that happens.
Right.
But then when they lose to Alabama convincingly, that will slide them out. I'm going to have them around 13.
Okay. Write this down. You ready?
Oh boy.
If Georgia gets to the SEC championship game.
Wait, hold on. You can't start a write this down with the word if.
Okay. Georgia gets to the SEC championship game, they're going to win the SEC championship.
Whoa.
Write that down.
Okay. Writing it down.
Write it down.
The interesting thing is they're SEC-wise, you've got Alabama at number one.
Right.
And then you don't have another SEC team ranked until 10 at Georgia.
Didn't I just tell you that Alabama is a good place to start at number one, but they weren't going to finish at number one? That's because they're going to lose the SEC championship to Georgia.
Auburn's ranked 11th.
I say they're overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think they'll end up being a top 25 team.
Yeah.
LSU at 14.
I say they're overrated.
Agreed, top 20 team. Florida at 15.
I'm going to say Florida's a little bit underrated. I think Florida's got a championship caliber defense. If the quarterback play is good, I think Florida's a top 10 team.
I think that's really accurate, to be honest with you. Yeah. Their quarterback situation is really up in the air. I'm going to say a little overrated because I don't have faith in their quarterback situation. I've got all the faith in the world in their defense, but their quarterback situation scares me. Mm. Okay. 19, the Miami Hurricanes.
Mark Richt's got them on the right track. I'm going to say Miami's going to be a sleeper in the ACC. They are underrated.
Underrated. Yeah. I agree. Top 15, maybe even finds a way to slide in the top 10 if they find a way to beat Florida State.
Right.
22, South Florida.
Overrated.
You know, at 22?
Overrated.
So basically what you're saying is you don't believe South Florida is a top 25 team.
No, I don't. They play in a weak conference, and they probably end up in the top 25 because, you know, but I just don't think they're a top 25 team. I think it'll play out in the bowl season. It'll prove itself.
South Florida's going to end up in the top 15.
Okay.
And finally, to round out the top 25, at least for area teams, SEC, ACC, and then the teams that are kind of from this region, the Tennessee Volunteers at 25.
How can Tennessee be a top 25 team when you lost Joshua Dobbs, you lost Derek Barnett, the core of your defense, the core of your offense, you lost your best running back, Kamara? How can they be a top 25 team?
Because they're not.
They're not. They're overrated.
Way overrated.
I think Butch Jones is an overrated coach, too.
This segment brought to you by Boys Transmissions, Urgent Med 1, and Coconut Kev's. Urgent Med 1, get in, out, on with your life. Brunswick and St. Simon's locations. Yeah. I don't know if he's an overrated coach. I think he's a good coach. I don't think that he's a great coach. I mean, he's an above average coach. He's not an elite guy. But that program, I feel like, has underachieved with him there.
The last 2 years.
Yeah. There's no way they're a top 25 team. I mean, at the end of the day, Tennessee is a 7-5 team going into the season. That's what they are. They're 7-5.
I mean, they lost their two best running backs. They lost their best defensive player. They lost their quarterback. How can they be better?
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Okay, so we have finally made our way to the final segment of the show. You know, Kip, I'll have to admit, man, this has probably been the most horrible show that I've done with you.
Okay. We've agreed a lot today, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, we might be turning over a new leaf, man.
Turning over a new leaf.
Friends?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. You can email me, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment also brought to you by Network Monkeys and The Strike Zone. All our sponsors.
Covered.
Covered.
There you go.
All right, so let's cue the bed and let's do this.
Lonzo Ball struggled mightily in his first summer league game. LaVar is not worried. He looked awful, Jason.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
He did. He looked horrible.
The GHSA, the Georgia High School Association, has now mandated that every school, every public school, must carry a girls' volleyball team.
Okay. Tony Yeomans, former Ware County head baseball coach, coming over to Brunswick High as an assistant baseball coach.
It's a good hire.
I think it's a great hire.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of baseball coach, Trent Mongero, the new Glenn Academy coach, has won Coach of the Year from the American Baseball Coaches Association. He's one of three coaches that received that honor this last year in the entire country.
He is walking into a gold mine. Isn't that team he's got coming back next year at Glenn Academy?
Uh-huh.
Whoo, they're going to be pretty good. Aaron Judge, first Yankee rookie, 30 home runs past the great Joe DiMaggio. That's just, what do you think? Is it a fluke or is he here to stay?
No, he's legit.
He's good, isn't he?
He's legit.
He hammers the ball.
We mentioned this earlier. We'll mention it again in case you missed it. Justin Fields, who is one of Georgia's top recruits that they're trying to get to sign a quarterback, was named the MVP at the Elite 11 camp, which is pretty much the most prestigious high school football camp in the country.
Georgia had, last time Georgia had a dual threat quarterback, they won the SEC championship. They're going to win it this year, though, with a pro stop. I'm going to close with this, and I said it earlier. The Braves bullpen sucks. Okay? I mean, they're awful. And this is a decent baseball team offensively, but they can't close out baseball games. Address the bullpen.
Speaking of the Braves, they have optioned Matt Whistler back to AAA Gwinnett. At this point, just trade him. Quit toying with him and just trade him.
They're messing with his mind.
Just
now.
Give him an opportunity. Trade him. Get him out of the organization. Give him a fresh start and let somebody else give him an opportunity.
And then he goes somewhere like Seattle and wins a Cy Young.
Yeah. Paul Millsap wrote a letter to Hawks fans saying goodbye. Very classy move by Paul Millsap.
I think so. I'm just, why would Atlanta? There's no
rebuild.
Yeah, but they've been in constant rebuilding mode for 50 years.
Maybe.
They have rebuilt my whole life.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why the music went down.
Okay.
It was because that's our cue saying y'all are done, so we're going to cue this music up, and it gets louder until this guy comes on and tells you that we're no longer on the air.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call 265-2388.
The home for oysters on St. Simons? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.